This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
To you, Senator McConnell, I just want you to know, I was shot in a prayer group. So what's your plan B?
Seems the gun protests have come home to roost for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in his home state of Kentucky. McConnell, often seen as the chief obstacle to gun control measures, especially those already passed in the Democrat-led House of Representatives last February.
If you don't get on board with making it safe in this country, get you out of office. Okay. Change gun laws or change Congress.
Dean Walker is a resident of Louisville, Kentucky, who lost a son to suicide and a daughter in a separate shooting incident.
I believe to this day, the red flag law would have been in effect, my son would be alive today. It would have been it. If we had background checks, there might have been a possibility my daughter would be alive, because guns may not have made it to that venue that night.
Senate Majority Leader McConnell has rejected a call by more than 200 U.S. mayors to bring the Senate back into session and move on gun safety legislation. But he said he hopes to consider legislation to expand federal background checks and other gun violence measures when Congress resumes in the fall.
These discussions need to occur. We're going to begin the discussions during the August break. And when we get back, hopefully we'll be in a position to agree on things on a bipartisan basis and go forward and make a law.
President Trump spoke with reporters this morning about gun control.
Frankly, we need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat. I will tell you, I spoke to Mitch McConnell yesterday. He's totally on board. He said, I've been waiting for your call. He is totally on board.
The U.S. Senate's tentatively due back on September the 8th. This is VOA News. A man in Missouri.